Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us tonight on Sweet Liberty. Today is Wednesday, as it always is when we do this broadcast, and the date is the 13th of June, the middle of June, in the year 2007. Every time I give you the date, it blows me away, because the time goes so fast that it just almost... it seems unreal to me. I don't know about you folks. Tonight we don't have a guest. I'm sorry. I had to run around and close windows just before dialing in. We've got a rainstorm going. Actually, by the time they call them little pop-up storms. This is another new weather pattern. And by the time you run around and get all the windows closed where the rain is coming in, then the rain quits. And it happens quite often. The weather makers have been fairly easy on us this year. It's the first year in 3 years that it hasn't rained so hard. It's raining enough to keep the grass green. It's raining enough to water the crops, but it isn't drowning everything out, and that's a blessing. Our spiritual message tonight, I'm just getting settled, just bear with me here, folks. Our spiritual message tonight is from the Course in Miracles, from the text, page 139. It says that there is no question but one you should ever ask of yourself: do I want to know my Father's will for me? Think about that. Do I want to know my Father's will for me? I believe that the will is of abundance in all things, and I think that if we could finally get that and leave worry aside, and I don't mean sit around and twiddle our thumbs. I mean just, I'm talking about being concerned over money matters and bills coming due and et cetera, et cetera. And know that the universe does provide And somehow when we can be there, and I've experienced this myself, the needs are always met. And I believe totally that the will, his will for us, if we would call Creator his or her, is abundance, in joy, in peace, in happiness, and financially too. Because we are living in this physical world, aren't we? Well, at least our consciousness is focused here. Tonight, excuse me, we're going to talk about Ron Paul, and this may sound or seem irrelevant to you. The reason I am doing this is because there are so many people, and people that I'm acquainted with, intelligent people, who are just totally, absolutely immersed in the Ron Paul for president, like he's going to be a savior. And I sent a thing over to a couple of the people on my email list and said, hey, I wanted you to see this. And it went around, and I was getting, upset people contacting me and what is your solution if you don't think it's Ron Paul? I'm going to share with you what I had written, and then I'm going to share some further information. I said, hi, you guys, wanted you to see this. Besides his love for open trade and China-made goods for the people in America, Ron Paul does a great Pat Buchanan act. In fact, Buchanan was more on target with his rhetoric than his Paul. Libertarians, Ron Paul labels himself as a libertarian, admits that their platform isn't based on the Constitution. They admit that, folks, in that they totally promote open borders on trade matters, foregoing tariffs as mandated in the Constitution. Now, how could a president, I mean, I know this is not an important point, but it's certainly, to me, it's one of the first ones. How could a president take an oath to defend and uphold or protect or whatever the Constitution when he doesn't believe in the Constitution? There's number one. And now, I called his office one time. This was when we were on shortwave at the request of a listener in Texas to ask about Ron Paul's yes vote for the most favored nation status for communist China. The man in Ron Paul's office that I talked to, supposedly, you know, his aide, he said that it's because Ron Paul is for less government. Now, go figure. Listen to this. That's why he's for open trade. Because if we had tariffs on imports, he said it would just provide more money for the government to grow any bigger. Now, they must know that we're all not all brain dead out here. In fact, the guy said, you don't want more government, do you? As though the tariffs at the border would have anything to do with money. I mean, real money coming into the federal government. We know how the government gets money as much as it wants, whenever it wants, at our expense, don't we? They print it up. They sell it to the Federal Reserve bankers, the privately owned Federal Reserve Bank. They sell it for, we'll say, 2.7 cents per bill, whether it's a 1, a 5, a 10, a 100, a 1,000. They just sell it for the cost of the paper and the ink. And then they borrow it back at face value. Now, is that insanity or what? So Ron Paul voted for most favored nation status for communist China because he's for less government. Now, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Does it make any sense to you? Now, I snipped, folks, a couple of paragraphs from a report. Somebody emailed me a report on a debate that was right around, I think, the middle of May, a recent debate that he had been in, and this guy was doing a report on it. And in this debate, Ron Paul is promulgating the lies of 9/11. he acts as though he believes that Arab terrorists did the deed and that the leader of it was Osama bin Laden. Now give me a break. I know that Ron Paul knows better. He knows too much to pretend that he doesn't know that 9/11 was an inside job. You see, the controlled opposition, I see Ron Paul as this. Controlled opposition can get away with a lot of truth-telling as long as they go along with the really big lies told to the American people. And that's a biggie, isn't it? And when I'm going to read a couple of those excerpts to you, and you'll hear what Ron Paul said. You know, I usually just delete this stuff when I get it. But sometimes you get so much of it, and I mean, probably at least 8-10% of, maybe 8% of the emails that I'm getting today are about Ron Paul for president and donate to his campaign. And this man is going to be our hero. But if his supporters listen closely enough, truly, they'd hear the politically garbage that he slips in these debates. And somebody had sent me a clip of a very short interview he got, one of his earlier ones, on one of the networks. I don't remember if it was CNN or what, but he actually made a statement to the effect that he believes that the president is doing a great job or, you know, the best job he could, whatever. I mean, what a lie. What a lie. Now, if you're going to be out there and you're going to be telling the truth, now, you could just not say that at all. They didn't ask him, what kind of job do you think the president's doing? He just slips that in. And for people who are just waking up, because Ron Paul says a lot, enough of a lot of stuff that's right, that he could really twist people's minds, folks, unless they got their ears open. And you'll notice, too, in these excerpts that I'm going to read to you, some of the truthful statements that he does make. And that's what will throw the sleepers off guard. It doesn't matter that he voted to give amnesty to 7 million illegals a few years back. He now lies about his stand on that as though he's against it. And doesn't matter to them that he supported communist China's growth from the trade deals, providing them with unlimited funds to build an army that'll one day probably be policing us. I have a newspaper page from a newspaper here. I kept the whole page. Swinchuk was here, and before he passed, Chuck was a newspaper reader, and he was like Mel Gibson in Conspiracy Theory. He went through those newspapers. He could flip those pages so fast. He'd take a look at the headlines. He'd read quickly, cut out the ones that he wanted to keep, and he'd put together stories. But you can't get it all in one paper. You have to read four or five of them in, and then you get a little bit in one, a little bit in the other, a little bit in the other. It's just exactly the way they showed, as I said, Mel Gibson doing in Conspiracy Theory. I actually laughed when I saw that because he came in with all these papers under his arm, sat down with his highlighter and his little paper cutter, and that's exactly what Chuck used to do. And he'd find these articles. Okay, the one that I was referring to regarding communist China, I believe it was USA Today. Both of these articles were on the same page. And it had one small article, and it told that the government had approved one of the big computer companies sending a supercomputer to communist China so they could do, atom bomb testing. I don't know, you know, how they do that with computers, but anyway, so they could do testing on nuclear bombs. Excuse me. And then, I'm sorry, two columns over, just a little ways down on the page from the other one, there was an article that said that a high military person that wanted to remain anonymous. They didn't give a name, but this individual said that he believed that within 10 years, now folks, this was easily 5 years ago, he believed that in 10 years, that Communist China would be the most powerful, have the most powerful army in this world, and would probably be one of our most dangerous enemies. And that was right on the same page where they said that the government had given whatever the computer company the authorization to send these computers so that they could do nuclear bombs testing. And Ron Paul, he seems to be a China lover, as far as I can see. And these people that are so excited about Ron Paul, they're spending their too precious time, energy, money, and hopes. And most of them at least know that computerized voting enables any vote to be switched to whomever has been preselected as president. This is what I don't get, folks. These are people who know about the computerized voting machines, and they're still going at it as though they believe that Ron Paul's going to get to be president. And they know enough to know that any president who doesn't go along with the program gets dead anyway, don't they? If they could just remember that the controlled opposition is like rat poison. Take a look at a decon package. 99.5% of the ingredients in decon are inert or tasty and nutritious for the rat. If it weren't, the rat wouldn't nibble with it. The controlled opposition is the same thing. They tell so much truth that the lies are believed too, or overlooked by the non-thinkers because, quote, this is what I hear. He says so much that is right. This is what people will say about Joyce Riley. Oh, but she has good guests on, and oh, but she says a lot of stuff that's true. Well, listen, it isn't. The danger is in what isn't being said, lies by omission, and lies of commission. But that's the way they have to do it. And usually the controlled opposition has information that a lot of other people don't have. I don't know. To me, it seems like they've just totally lost their minds. I'm talking about this to you so that in case you've been caught up in this, you can think twice. And, of course, you'll make your own choice. But, you know, every one of these points that I've made is enough to say Ron Paul is not for real. And even if he were, if he hasn't been selected by the elite to be president, he ain't going to get it. It just isn't going to happen, is it, folks? But one thing, you know what I thought about? He could end up with a very large treasure chest from his campaign donations. And I know I saw a report, and it said that he's spending everything he's getting in. But he gets to keep everything that's left over. And I've read, I don't know about you, but I've read some of those treasure chests that they have. People that get out there and campaign and run and get all these people sending them money. This is hard-earned money. Precious time taken to earn this money that we call money, to transfer it into his treasure chest, folks. Now, what's happening out there? You know what this reminds me of? I know I'm like a broken record. You've heard this probably 2 dozen times. It reminds me of what when you show somebody the poison warning on a toothpaste tube with fluoride in it, warning keep away from children 6 years and under, if you swallow more than enough for brushing, get medical help or contact the poison center. Show it to somebody. I've done this. And I've had them go, I didn't know that, or, well, I'll be darned. And guess what? They keep buying the toothpaste with fluoride in it. So they're poisoning themselves. They're paying for their own poison. That's what I see here going on with Ron Paul. These people are paying for their own poison. And maybe one of the reasons he is running is just to build up a treasure chest. Who knows? Okay, now this This is from somebody named Jacob Homburger, May 16th. These are excerpts from this report on the presidential issues. He says, once again, Ron Paul roiled Republican presidential politics on the issue of foreign policy during last night's debate, finishing second in the post-debate poll conducted by Fox News and first in the poll conducted by MSNBC. Folks, if Ron Paul is for real, what do you think is going to happen to him? What happened to JFK? What happened to Bobby Kennedy? Anybody who bucks the system, any president, any congressman who bucks the system, look at Traficant, Jim Traficant. I had read something, and I don't remember where it was, a report that was done, not by somebody, but by, you know, like a newspaper report or something, that Jim Traficant is now in a facility. He's not in the Pennsylvania prison, and it's sort of like a hospital or whatever, military, and he's just very peaceful, and he's getting into drawing and painting. So what do you think they've done to Jim Traficant's mind, to his brain? And what do you think would happen to Ron Paul if he was for real? But anyway, okay, I'm going to try not to do commentary because I want you to hear this. This is the report. He says, this Homburger guy, Homburger, he says, pointing out that U.S. foreign policy is the root cause of the anger and hatred that has engendered terrorism against the U.S. I'm going to stop here. That the anger and hatred has engendered terrorism. Folks, the terrorism comes from the government, the CIA, Mossad, KGB, the Big Brother eye in the sky. It isn't terrorists. We're not under terrorist attack. But there's a little subtle lie right there that he said that it's presidential politics on the issue of foreign policy, that is the cause of the anger and hatred that has engendered terrorism against the United States, including the 9/11 attacks. Now, what do you think of that? He knows better. This is a grassroots guy. You know? He knows better than that. He's promulgating the lie. This guy goes on to say that Paul suggested that America would be better off ending the U.S. government's role as world policeman, as well as its longtime policy of interventionism. Now, I don't see where he said if he were president he would do it. He's just out there bashing the government and their policies like all the candidates do. He pointed to Vietnam as an example of where 60,000 American men died in a senseless war, while today Americans are instead peacefully investing and trading with the Vietnamese despite their communist regime. As Ron Paul emphasized in last night's debate, imagine if some foreign power, now see, this is one of the good things he said, and I left this in, to show how right some of his comments are, and you can sneak that little thing in there, that the U.S. foreign policy is the root cause of the anger and hatred that has engendered terrorism against the U.S., including 9/11 attacks. Ron Paul emphasized that in last night's debate, imagine if some foreign power, such as China, had done these types of things to the U.S., wouldn't Americans experience anger and rage? Indeed, closer to home, suppose Venezuela imposed sanctions and no-fly zones on the southeastern part of the U.S. and then sent in Venezuelan troops to wage the war on terrorism in Florida. Why do you think he brought in Venezuela here? Allegedly, Chavez kicked the international bankers out of Venezuela. I want you, I don't know about you. You see, I'm not hard and fast on this. Like, okay, Chavez is a part of the whole play, and most probably he is. But in my mind, very possibly, some of these leaders get to believing that they're really leaders. I don't know. But Chavez, I guess, who was it, Pat Robertson, on his television show, said that we ought to go over and bomb Venezuela. And now here's Ron Paul just intimating that, well, suppose Venezuela imposed sanctions and no-fly zones on the southeastern part of the U.S. and then sent in Venezuelan troops to wage the war on terrorism in Florida. So there once again, he's just adding to the pile of the anger that they're trying to build against Venezuela. And again, I'm not saying that Chavez is not part of it. I'm saying that I hold an opening, like a possibility, that perhaps he's just had it. I don't know. And then the report goes on, and he says, after all, don't forget, this is supposedly what Ron Paul said. After all, don't forget that the U.S. government's refusal to turn over accused terrorists Luis Posada Carriles to the Venezuelan government for trial is no different in principle from the Taliban's refusal to turn Osama bin Laden over to the U.S. after the 9/11 attacks. What's he doing saying a statement like that? He's letting people believe that Osama bin Laden had something to do with the World Trade Center genocide, the Holocaust. I guess we should call it that, shouldn't we? In fact, he said, Venezuela's case is stronger than the Taliban's because Venezuela, unlike Afghanistan, has an extradition agreement with the U.S. Moreover, Venezuela, unlike Washington's response to the Taliban regime, is ready and willing to offer evidence of Posada's role in the terrorist bombing of a Cuban airliner, which took the lives of 73 innocent people. Well, that's the end of the excerpt. I wanted you to be able to hear the lies that he's telling, and maybe there's not one of you listening that has fallen for this. But at least it's something that you can use possibly to help to see if you can open the eyes of some of your friends who might be falling for it and swallowing it. Now, I've got there's a website. It's titled ontheissues.org. They've got Ron Paul's voting record, and they give, they rate it, whether he's pro something or against something. And I excerpted a few of those out there, and I'm going to let you, after we get back from this upcoming break, I'm going to let you hear some of the votes that this guy has voted. He's okay, and then I know that, you know, his supporters would say, well, he's not perfect. And they said that the reason, let's see, oh, I can't remember, there was some silly reason that was given as to why he made a statement, that it was a real slick move he made. For whatever reason, in other words, instead of seeing that he's a darn liar and a phony, that he did it because he's so slick. Whatever, they make excuses. We're going to take our break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, I think, and then I'm going to give you the rest of this information here, so you stay with.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net, around the world and on satellite. Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. We do not have freedom of speech because the Constitution gives it to us. The constitutional amendment was written to keep the government from taking our freedom away. The Creator gave us our rights, but He also gives us the capacity to do evil or usurp the rights of others. Our individual rights end where the rights of another begin. No one has the right to do evil, because evil can never be right. Those who would seek to limit your right to speak or hear the truth are the same who seek to subjugate, control, and enslave you. Freedom is not free. Support the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network by going to FirstAmendmentRadio.com on the Internet and following the instructions there to support us. Thank you for listening.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for His people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you?
Okay, we're back here, folks. We're talking about Ron Paul tonight. And I got this voting record here. I was just pasting a couple of other things in here. Okay, this is according to the voting record. I suppose if it was wrong, they would have been notified. On theissues.org, and then you go to Texas and Ron Paul, and it's got his whole bunch of his voting, his votes there. He voted no twice on restricting interstate transport of minors. Okay, the bill was to restrict interstate transport of minors to get abortions. Ron Paul voted no to restrict that. And he voted no twice on making it a crime to harm a fetus during another crime. I don't think that's as intense as voting no to restrict interstate transport of minors to get abortions. He voted no on forbidding human cloning for reproduction and medical research. In other words, he approves of human cloning for reproduction and medical research. He voted yes on restricting bankruptcy rules. He supports balanced budget amendment and on budget accounting. I want you to know that Ron Paul knows about this, too. If lawmakers were following the Constitution, the budget would be balanced. There's no amendment needed. It's already there. And the states nearly passed, as many of you know, in 19, 1993, the states nearly passed enough resolutions calling for a constitutional convention ostensibly to add a balanced budget amendment, which would have undoubtedly resulted in an ousting of the already flawed document and probably replacing it with the even more dangerous Constitution for the New States of America. And if you want to read about that at sweetliberty.org, you can go into the ConCon section. And I think it is at the bottom there, or it's at the bottom of the page at States' Rights, the Constitution for the New States of America. Well, Ron Paul voted no on allowing, listen to this, Mr. Good Guy Ron Paul, he voted no on allowing school prayer during the war on terror. Why? Why would a good guy vote no and to disallow school prayer? Why? He voted, I probably ought to take it out of here because I don't know enough about it. He voted no on permanent normal trade relations with China. And that was confusing because he voted yes for most favored nation status for communist China at least twice that I know of. But I did get a report from somebody who said it looked like it was a good vote on his part. But there was something in that particular bill that by voting no, he was actually, because he's in favor of it. There was something in it that, whatever, I probably should take that out of there. He voted no on restrictions on import and exports. No restrictions on imports and exports, but we should maintain our sovereignty. He was a radio guest one evening a few years back, and a caller asked him about his vote for most favored nation status for communist China. Ron Paul was very ignorant with him. He said that he believes Americans should have access to any goods from anywhere in the world if they can get them cheaper. Now, do you think that Ron Paul doesn't know that you're still paying what? I'm wearing 15-year-old tennis. I got New Balance for walking that I've had since the 80s, folks, and these are perfectly good shoes, and I've walked lots of miles in these shoes. But the point is, at that time, maybe $40, $35 for a really good pair of shoes. What are you paying today? What are people paying today? I know they're paying $50, $75, $100, $125, probably more for made-in-China tennis shoes. Made in China, everything. Nobody's paying less. All we're doing is getting junk. The soles fall off the shoes. The tools break. Hell, do you know, I don't think that there's any electronic, anything you buy that has more than a 90-day warranty on it, unless you pay. Anyway, that's what he said. He believes Americans should have access to any goods from anywhere in the world if they can get them cheaper. And basically what he said is to hell with the unemployed Americans. He told the caller very acidly, if you don't like made in China, then buy made in America. Buy American. And when the caller lamented that it's nearly impossible today to find American made, the host said, thanks for your call, and cut him off. Okay, Ron Paul voted yes on unlimited campaign contributions, with full disclosure. Unlimited campaign contributions. I wonder if he's doing this to build a treasure chest. He voted no for campaign finance reform that would have banned soft money contributions. Now, listen to this. And he was, I want you to know, before I read you these couple, three votes, that he was rated A by the NRA, indicating a pro-gun rights voting record. Now, I want you to know, in case you aren't aware, the NRA is controlled opposition, too. So they would, you know, being part of this whole little thing, they would go along with the hoax of Ron Paul. He voted no on a bill to decrease the gun waiting period from 3 days to one. That's not a terrible thing, but he voted no for it. He voted no on a bill that would have prohibited suing gun makers and sellers for gun misuse. That is the most... That's like the woman who sued, what was it, McDonald's or whatever, because she spilled hot coffee on her lap. She wanted hot coffee. It wasn't hot enough. She would have complained. But to sue the gun makers and the sellers because they sold somebody a gun that misused the gun, and he voted no on a bill that would have prohibited that insane policy. He also voted no on prohibiting product misuse lawsuits. Product misuse lawsuits on gun manufacturers. Well, if you get rid of the gun manufacturers, nobody's going to have anything but homemade guns, are they? Other than the ones that who already have the bought and paid, the commercially made. This is Mr. Good Guy. And he was rated A by the NRA. Okay. He voted to abolish federal Medicare entitlement, leaving it to the states. Leave it to the states. Now, surely Ron Paul knows that the states have no money, unless they could be made to delve into their billions of dollars of CAFR funds, of course. Their off budget retirement fund. There's a very short book at Sweet Liberty, folks, in the states' rights section that explains how the money is sucked out of local and state governments into the U.S. government coffers, including state income tax. Okay? So the money that comes from the federal government has all been taken right out of our communities, out of our townships, out of our counties, out of the state. And let me tell you, because I have it here someplace in the, from the law book, courts have ruled that if the U.S. government contributes as little as 10% to any state program, then the U.S. government has oversight. It was, in other words, calls the shots. That's how the U.S. government has gotten control. The book, that if you haven't looked at it, it's a little tiny book. It was written back in the 70s. It's in the states' rights section. Either that, no, maybe in regionalism. It'll be on books online anyway. Beware Metro by Phoebe Courtney. Folks, really, if you haven't read that book, I was aghast. I did not know that even the taxes we pay as, quote, state income tax, it goes right to the federal government. There's only a couple of states that don't do it. Ron Paul voted to abolish federal welfare and leave that to the states, too. So what does that mean? It means that there wouldn't be any Medicare entitlement. We're not talking Medicaid, we're talking Medicare for elders after retirement. He voted yes on continuing intelligence. Listen to this. This was in April of 06. He voted yes on continuing. This is Ron Paul running for president, Mr. Good Guy. He voted yes on continuing intelligence gathering without civil oversight. Well, I'd say he's certainly no friend of your average person. What do you think, folks? And I wonder, how would he justify that vote? To protect us against terrorists, maybe? Okay, in February of 05, he voted yes on continuing, listen to this, military recruitment on college campuses. Now, he's saying he's against the Iraq war. This is another flip-flop, see? He's against the war in Iraq, yet he wants to allow military recruitment in colleges. Well, they're doing the same thing in high schools, and they're brainwashing the little grammar school students already, preparing them for their turn in the never-ending war. And Ron Paul's vote here is helping to keep that cannon fodder coming, isn't it, folks? Remember the statement? It's right on the top left-hand side of our website on the main page, a statement by Arthur Schlesinger Jr. in an article in Foreign Affairs titled Back to the Womb. He said, in defense of world order, U.S. soldiers. we'll have to kill and die. He also said we're not going to have world order, a new world order, without paying for it in blood as well as in money. And Ron Paul votes yes to continue recruitment on college campuses. He might say that so that they won't bring back the draft. That's BS. He voted yes on raising 401k limits, making pension plans more portable. Well, I would think that could be to his benefit. You see, the U.S. Congress and Senate, the U.S. senators and congressmen, representatives, I guess we call them, well, they could benefit from this because they don't pay into Social Security tax. They have their very own pension plan. So your average slave today, which is the majority of Americans, has no 401k, no pension plan, nor savings account. So he voted yes on raising 401k limits and making pension plans more portable. He voted no on strengthening the Social Security lockbox. And, of course, he has no reason to be concerned, does he? Because, as stated, you know, he pays no Social Security taxes, U.S. congressman. Okay, two more votes here. This was September of 98 and May of 01. He voted yes on more immigrant visas for skilled workers. He voted yes on extending immigrant residency rules. This man isn't for the common person. I shouldn't say common. I'm falling into theirs. For the average person in this country, for the people who need jobs. And even if they can find a job, they can't find a decent paying job because, oh well, if you won't take the job, some illegal alien will take it. Ron Paul's helping it right along, isn't he? Now, here's something else I wanted you to hear. We've got about 15 minutes left here. I might even run out of material before we run out of our hour tonight. That would be a miracle, wouldn't it? This is a press newswire, and this was sent, Nick Landholt sent this over to me from a site called Rescue Us, U.S. Ron Paul for President. Listen to this. Okay, this is a PR newswire, U.S. newswire. Attorneys Alan P. Dye and Bruce Fine of Washington, D.C. have joined Congressman Ron Paul's 2008 Presidential Exploratory Committee. This was in February, on February 2nd, or January, maybe, 07. Constitutional Attorney Joseph Becker of Denver, Colorado, is the committee's chief legal advisor. So we've got two attorneys, Alan P. Dye and Bruce Fine from Washington, D.C. We are extremely pleased that Messrs. Dye and Fine have joined our efforts, said Kent Snyder, chairman of the Congressman Paul's Exploratory Committee. Alan P. Dye is a partner with the Washington, D.C. law firm of Webster, Chamberlain, and Dean. He served as general counsel to Pat Buchanan's Republican Presidential Committee and has represented numerous other candidates in committees, such as the National Right to Work. Mr. Dye has worked in the election law field since 1975. Bruce Fine, F-E-I-N, is a partner with the Litchfield Group in Washington, D.C. Now, Mr. Fine appears regularly on national television, cable, and radio programs. He is a regular guest at the BBC, C-SPAN, CNN, Reuters, MSNBC, and National Public Radio, NPR. Mr. Fine is frequently quoted in the New York Times, the Financial Times, the Washington Post, the Chicago Tribune, Newsweek, the Wall Street Journal, and other major national publications. This guy is an insider, folks, and he has joined Ron Paul's Exploratory Committee, or had. That was when Ron Paul was deciding if he should run. So you got an insider helping the controlled opposition. Now, this is something that was written by Wayne Blanchard, a friend of mine. And there was another one he had sent over, but and there was more in it than this, but I couldn't find it amongst mine, and he kind of did it over for me. He said, for consideration, this was done March 7th. Of this year. Excuse me, folks. He said, for consideration, I dislike raining on anyone's parade, but I want to go on record and state that Ron Paul is the point man in the House for the Zionist lobby. He rails on about the Federal Reserve and has for years. His actions are similar to those. I wonder why Ron Paul hasn't gone to prison. You know, that's what got trafficking into prison. Talking about the Federal Reserve and you know, he said right on C-SPAN that the U.S. government is bankrupt. Now, why isn't Ron Paul going to prison? Why isn't he getting killed? Because he does rail on about the Federal Reserve. But he'll say just enough to make people believe that he's for real, but he'll never say anything that he's not allowed to say. And he will continue to promulgate the lie on 911. I wonder if ever he would come out and say that the evidence points to that 9/11, that the World Trade Center genocide was not because of Arab terrorists, that there weren't even any Arabs on those airplanes, not on the passenger manifest list. I saw them with my own eyes. Somebody got those manifest lists before they were taken down. There were no Arabs on any of them. I wonder if he'll ever come clean and say that. Bet you he won't. Because then they probably will off him, don't you think? Wayne goes on and says his actions are similar to those of a U.S. senator from Texas back in the 80s by the name of Henry Gonzalez, who mouthed the same lines as Ron Paul. Yet not one piece of legislation ever made it beyond a hearing by House and Senate banking committees. This is another thing, folks, that you want to be careful of. Just because somebody introduces a good bill, that's only to make them look good. Ron Paul, he's introduced some decent-looking legislation, but it's okay. That's no harm. It is never going anywhere, and people don't realize that. And they don't take a look at history. They don't take a look at those who have been put into prison or killed. Senator Wellborn made some derogatory remark about Israel, and a week later his little plane went down. Remember Congressman George Hansen? He was going on about the Federal Reserve. They picked him up and they railroaded him, and they ruined, destroyed that man's life. And there were months and months and months where nobody knew where he was. They were railroading him, literally putting him in handcuffs, putting him on a train, and just riding him all over the place. I talked to Congressman Hansen when he got out of prison, and it was a terrible, terrible thing they did to him. Why isn't this happening to Ron Paul? Ask yourself. And then Wayne goes on. He says further, a few weeks ago, excuse me, I'm going to cough. He said, a few weeks ago, I sent Ron a one-page letter written by Eustace Mullins, which Ron Paul never had the courtesy to acknowledge. A one-page letter. Eustace Mullins, Wayne lives there in Virginia and is a good friend of Eustace Mullins and looks after Eustace Mullins, who's getting up in age. So he sent a one-page letter, he said, written by Eustace Mullins, which Paul never had the courtesy to acknowledge. And in the February 12th issue of American Free Press, Ron Paul had an article, Inflation, Wars, and Finance, in which he took some of the words of Eustace's letter for his missive. Instead of giving credit to Eustace, Ron Paul named some obscure establishment economist by the name of Lawrence Parks on the, quote, expert on the Federal Reserve as the expert, who more than likely gained his information from Eustace Mullins' book, The Secrets of the Federal Reserve. The research for which was meticulously done by Eustace in the Library of Congress over a 3.5-year period. I don't know that to be true. This is a statement by Wayne, but I know the book, The Federal Reserve, The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, tell it all. He says, American Free Press is an ADL operation headed up by Willis Carto, as was his predecessor, the Spotlight newspaper, published by Liberty Lobby, which Carto bankrupted and walked off with a cool $1 million. It is important to remember that these quotes, patriots and patriotic newspapers and many patriot organizations of all stripes, are under the control of the ADL. They're all paid well for their services. I conclude that Ron Paul's bid for the presidency is a masterful ADL diversion. And then he said, betcha I get some flack on this one. And that's the end of that. And we've got about 3 or 4 more minutes here, folks. And that's all the information I have right now to share with you on Ron Paul. We're not going to talk about it again. I won't waste another hour, and I don't believe this was wasted, because there may be some of you who actually think that it might be fruitful to spend your precious time and energy and get your hopes up. This guy would actually make it into the presidency, and I believe it is true, as he is out there as a diversion, exactly the way Pat Buchanan was. And I think part of it, too, you know, when you think about it, he doesn't really have to be a diversion, because they can change the vote. The Diebold voting machines, and by the way, if you haven't read Phil O'Halloran's article on Pandora's Box, it's in our section. In fact, I think it's the only thing in there on computerized voting, but I'll tell you, folks, it is worth reading. And this was written years ago. They can change your vote the minute you press the button, whoever they want to win. But maybe they have a diversion so the people will believe that all the votes went to a particular person. I don't know. But basically, you know, I think another thing they're doing here is testing the water, seeing how the brainwashing is doing. What do you think about that? That makes some sense, doesn't it? I think a lot of what they do is basically testing the waters. And I thought there was something else here I had, but I sent over something, a new article for Darren today on cell phones. Remember we had Dr. Begich on, folks? Well, this is about the cell phone towers, and Darren said he's going to try to get up sometime this week. So be sure to go in at sweetliberty.org and go to the What's New section. They're right there on the main page. Just scroll down. It's titled, Kill Cell Phones Before They Kill You. And we're done here for tonight. And thank you for being here. And I hope that if any of you were considering or being engaged in the trying to get Ron Paul elected, maybe you'll change your mind. It's your choice. But I wanted you to have the information so you could make an informed choice.
Have you seen Loose Change, the best darn documentary produced in the 911 truth movement? Why waste your money keeping up the Jones or getting stuck in plain sight when the best is free?